Together, we're going to flow through a yoga practice that has been designed with caregivers in mind. An important part of this practice is that you be willing to dedicate the next 15 to 20 minutes for your own sake. So minimize distractions as much as possible. Clear a space where you can stretch out, either with or without a yoga mat. If possible, set up your area near some clear wall space. And feel free to pause this recording while you get your peaceful environment ready. We're going to begin standing with feet about as far apart as your hips. Let your hands fall to your sides and open your palms, turning them slightly toward the space in front of you. Then drop your attention down into your belly and explore what you feel there. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for your balance. We all have a tendency to tighten the muscles in our abdomen as a protective mechanism. But as this becomes a habit, it impedes our ability to relax when we need it, and it limits our capacity to take deep, full breaths. Let's intend, right now, to soften this space in the belly, and even in the sides of the body and the lower back. And then we'll allow our lungs to expand in the way they really want to. When you can really bring your abdomen to release and relax, your breath won't just expand in your chest. It will also cause your belly to rise and fall. Let this be your grounding cord. Let these belly breaths represent your intention to tune into your body's messages and its natural rhythms, and your intention to relax and recharge. Continue to soften your torso, allowing your lungs to expand fully. And at the same time, we're going to open up the voice, encouraging healthy expression. At first, just listen. Three times, I'm going to repeat a calming affirmation. Then I'll invite you to repeat it with me three times out loud. So for now, just breathe and listen. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. Now, three times, say this affirmation out loud with me. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. My mind settles like the ripples on a pond. Now bring that soft, quiet energy up into your heart space. Relax any tension there. Relax around the collarbone, your shoulders, your neck, and your jaw. Let your arms float up and out to the sides. Turn your palms up toward the ceiling and bend your arms so your fingertips touch your shoulders. Notice the gentle rhythm of your relaxed breaths. And on your next inhale, begin to draw your elbows back with fingers still on shoulders so you can stretch across your chest. And as your exhale starts, slowly draw your elbows toward the front of you, stretching through your upper back. Again, inhale the elbows back, opening up your heart, maybe tipping your chin up slightly, stretching your throat. Exhale, elbows forward. Maybe dropping your chin down just a bit to also stretch the back of your neck. And continue this flow, following the cues of your own natural inhales and exhales. Let's find one final inhale, pulling the elbows back. And then stretch your arms out to the sides again and let them float down. Look down at your feet and paying attention to where your legs extend down from your hip joints. Align your feet so they are hips distance apart, and so your feet are parallel with each other. Let your arms float forward and up so they're straight out in line with your shoulders. We're going to start to bend the knees, making sure the knees are also hips distance apart and not tipping inward as they bend. Continue to look down at your toes. As you sink further into your knee bend, I want you to always be able to see your toes. This means that the weight of your body is settling back into your heels more than the front parts of your feet. And having your arms out in front will help to counterbalance your weight. And there's no need to sink very low here. Just feel the strength of your legs and the length of your back. And say out loud, I am enough. Repeat that a couple more times out loud. And then lift up out of your chair pose, straightening your legs and letting your arms fall back to your sides. Shake out your legs a bit, keeping your feet in place, just bending one knee and then the other back and forth. Then bring a soft, slight bend into both of your knees. And begin to walk your hands down the fronts of your legs. So you're rolling your body slowly forward. And you can bend your knees more deeply if you need to. And stop this forward fold whenever you feel you've reached the extent of your stretch. Relax your breath. And internally, Feel the weight of these thoughts. I exist in this moment only. I listen and feel with my full attention and love. Now, keeping your knees softly bent, begin to walk your hands back up your legs until you come to stand fully. Check that your feet are still hips distance apart. Let your arms float up and in front of your shoulders again, looking down at your feet. Begin to sink down into your chair bend, making sure that you can still see your toes, even when you sink as low as you feel ready to go. Then slowly tilt your head and your gaze up and forward past your fingers. Say out loud, I have enough. And repeat that 2 more times out loud. Then simultaneously, drop your arms and straighten your legs. Coming back to standing, keep your feet in place and just shift back and forth to release your legs. Then find a small bend in both legs, slowly walking your hands down your legs and into your comfortably challenging forward fold. Knees can be slightly bent. If it feels right to you, let your head fall forward, relaxing your neck. I exist in this moment only. I listen and feel to my body, to my thoughts, to my emotions, with my full attention and love. Take one more full, smooth breath here. And then let's walk the hands back up the legs, letting the body roll back to standing. And one last time, we're going to set up for our chair balance pose with feet as wide as your hips. Bring your arms straight out in front of you. Sink your weight down over your heels in the knee bend that is as deep as you are ready for. Remember that you're committed to listening to your body honestly and responding compassionately. Open up through your heart space as you gaze forward and say out loud, I give enough. And twice more, repeat that affirmation. And then release softly with your breath, straightening up and relaxing the arms down. Step back and forth to release the legs. And then let's come down to sit on the floor. Make sure you have a generous amount of space on either side of you. Then lie down on your right side. Let your right arm stretch out on the floor straight in front of you. And bring the left arm to meet the right. So your palms are pressed together, and both arms extend out from the shoulders, perpendicular to the line of the spine. The right arm rests on the floor, and the left arm rests on top of the right. Your head drops to the floor over that right shoulder. But if this is uncomfortable for your neck, pause the recording and grab a blanket. Fold it to place under your head in this position, adjusting the number of folds until you feel comfortable with your head resting here. Then bend both legs so your knees are pointing out in front of your hips and your feet are comfortably tucked back a bit. Take a couple of deep breaths. And then float your left arm up straight, away from the right arm. Let it lift toward the ceiling as your chest opens. And then let it settle down on the ground to your left. Your back and head will roll flat onto the ground. So your right hip is still grounded and legs are still bent, resting on your right side. But your upper body is open and spread wide on the floor. The heart and belly are relaxed. I exist in this moment only. I listen and feel with my full attention and love. Take a few more full breaths here. Then begin to lift the left arm up from the floor again and over to meet the right where it started. Take your time rolling your whole body over and onto your left side, ready to find the same pose here. Let your arms stretch out straight from your shoulders as they press together and rest on the floor. Legs are bent with knees pointing out to the left from your hips, and feet are comfortably tucked back from your bent knees. Reach your right arm up toward the ceiling. And then as it keeps sweeping over to the right, let your back and head come down to rest on the floor. Adjust however you need to in order to be comfortable. And then let your whole body relax here. Breathe naturally, relaxing your belly. Letting your lungs expand freely. I am enough. I have enough. I give enough. Then count three more breaths here. Now begin to lift that right arm up off the floor, sweep it back toward the ceiling, and then over to meet the left. Settle into the ground and feel fully supported. For our last relaxation pose, we're going to use that empty wall space. You may need to come back up to a seat in order to find this pose, so take your time. Ultimately, we're going to be creating a 90-degree angle with the back and the legs. So your back will be flat on the floor, and the backs of your legs will be pressed up against the lower part of the wall. It may help to scooch your seat as close to the wall as you can while lying on your side. And then you can tip your legs up toward the ceiling, bringing your heels to rest against the wall. But if you find that this 90-degree angle is too much of a stretch for the backs of your legs, you can bend your legs slightly, and/or you can move your hips back away from the wall a bit to open up the angle of your hips. This is your resting pose, so you want to be comfortable here. Give your full attention to your body and listen to any adjustments you need. You are free to remain in this pose for as long as it feels right. With your final affirmation, connection is always within me. When I slow to embrace it. Say this out loud at least a few times. Connection is always within me when I slow to embrace it. Connection is always within me when I slow to embrace it. Connection is always within me when I slow to embrace it. You may choose to repeat it still, or you may let it settle silently within you, allowing the ripples of your mind to soften and relax.